Thank you and good morning. Eureka City Council Member Chet Albin, who was appointed to fill out the term of former Council Member Lance Madsen, officially kicked off his campaign on Thursday afternoon. Albin was joined by supporters for the kickoff event at the Fisherman's Terminal building in Old Town. Mayor Frank Yeager introduced Albin before he made a brief statement. Albin will face off against Natalie Arroyo for the 5th Ward Council seat. Arroyo announced her candidacy earlier this month. There's one other race for the City Council. Kimber Gale will face incumbent Mike Newman for the 3rd Ward Council seat. Mayor Yeager and Councilmember Marion Brady are running unopposed. The State Senate has passed a bill that would allow law enforcement to temporarily remove firearms from individuals who are a risk to commit violence, a bill labeled the Gun Violence Restraining Order. The Assembly is expected to hear the bill today, and if passed, it will head to the governor's desk for his signature. If enacted, the Gun Violence Restraining Order would be issued by a judge and would prohibit the named party from owning, purchasing, or possessing firearms in an effort to prevent gun violence. The order would last for 21 days. Law enforcement would have the ability to get an emergency order, which would also last for 21 days. The person affected by the order would regain firearm rights after the order expires. After failing to pass by 3 votes, the State Assembly has passed a bill that will phase out the use of plastic bags in grocery and retail stores throughout the state. SB 270, which failed to pass earlier this week, is now headed to the Senate for a vote, and if approved, will move to the governor's desk for his signature. More than 80 local government bodies across California have begun to phase out single-use plastic bags. Backers of the bill say it will save cities and the state millions of dollars per year in cleanup and recycling costs, as well as reduce solid waste in landfills. The ban would affect grocery, liquor, and convenience stores, along with pharmacies. Thousands of local residents will take time off this weekend to enjoy the Labor Day holiday. Just make sure you don't get behind the wheel as an impaired driver. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads as 7 local law enforcement agencies join with the CHP to conduct a maximum enforcement period over the next 3 days. More than 2,800 personnel and more than 100 engine companies and dozens of air assets and heavy equipment crews continue to battle 2 major fire complexes in the Klamath National Forest. Lightning has sparked more than 26 blazes since the first of the month, and the Happy Camp complex continues to grow. It has scorched more than 32,000 acres. The fire has grown by 6,000 acres in the past 2 days. The July complex of fires near Sawyer's Bar has burned more than 38,000 acres, and containment now stands at more than 80%. All evacuation orders and advisories have been lifted, and full containment of that blaze is expected this weekend. Smoke from the fires continues to affect communities in the region, including Orleans, Willow Creek, and Hoopa. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The effects of drought in California can be felt by residents in many ways as water restrictions are enforced across the state. Residents have been asked to conserve water and to avoid wasting the resource, and that can mean brown lawns and skipping a car wash or two. But there are 1,000 other ways that aren't so noticeable. County Public Works Director Tom Matson is responsible for the maintenance of county roads, and many miles are unimproved gravel roads in remote locations. Those roadways need maintenance just like the paved roads, and that maintenance requires water.
We do a lot of our grading in the spring and the fall when we need water with the rains. We wait for the rains, hope for the rains, pray for the rains. And then we hope that they come in a good way and not all at once or just a little bit. You need water to grade the roads, and a significant amount of water, about a half an inch of rain is what we look for.
Conservation affects local governments as well as residents, and Matson said his department has been looking for ways to increase water storage to be used during the ongoing drought.
We have a few water supplies we've been working on with putting tanks out in some of our remote areas, hopefully to collect water. And we only have a couple of them right now. We're looking at different spots throughout the county where we can possibly try to do this to help our road crews out.
Normally, road crews use water trucks alongside the heavy grading equipment, but drought conditions mean less water and less road maintenance work. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.